You're all are in the business of property, either selling houses or letting houses, and you need more properties on the market to either sell or let. That's a fair comment, I'm sure all of you would like more properties on the books. It is you, the problem is you've got too much competition. There are, you know, in terms of numbers, the number of estate agents and letting agents in the last 10 years has gone up by 140%, but the number of properties sold has actually decreased by 40%. The number of, whilst the lettings market has doubled, the number of letting agents has quadrupled. So therefore, we've all got the same problems of too much competition, too cheap fees, and especially when it comes to the lettings market, landlords that quite frankly can't be bothered to move agents. I don't know about you, but how often have you thought, why do landlords stay with a particular letting agent when their service is quite often appalling? And it's the same reason why you won't swap your bank. No one loves their bank, it's just that they can't be bothered to move because we're all perceived to be the same. That's all, banks are perceived to be the same, and so are all letting agents. So what's the point? What's the risk? Why should I go through the hassle and the risk? You know, if I offered you £200 to swap bank, would you swap?
No.
No, you wouldn't. If I offered you £200 and 5% interest, would you swap? No, because you can't be bothered. And that's the problem we've got in lettings. Is how the hell do you get a landlord to come and talk to you? And with a estate agency, it's both easier and more it's both easier but yet difficult at the same time. Is that people will only want to use an estate agent when they want to sell. Different with lettings, they always need a letting agent. So you've got landlords, you don't know where they live, but they always need you, but they can't be bothered to swap agents. And you've got homeowners that on average only move probably once every 13 to 17 years. And they can't be frank with you, they can't be bothered with estate agents because they're all slimy estate agents, child killers that will sell your mother. So, but people still need our services. And what we need to do is do something that makes them use us. And we use a good old fashioned technique called marketing. And if you look up the definition of marketing is the technique of doing something to try and persuade somebody else to do something else. Which is, you could almost say when you wanted to get yourself a partner, you market yourself, don't you? You put your nice clothes on, you go out. And those of us who are a bit older can remember the old days can you remember the old days when we used to actually do blind dates? Now it's swipe right, isn't it? These youngsters have got it really easy. I don't know about you, but have you noticed over the last 10 or 20 years, those of us who have been in estate agency that long and lettings, is that as each year goes by, the old techniques of marketing each year don't work as well as the year before. A lot of agents use techniques called brand awareness marketing. Hi, we are an estate agent, we are a letting agent. This is what we do, this is what we are all about. Here's a A5 leaflet with 10 bullet points telling you how wonderful we are. And that worked really, really well 10 or 20 years ago, but have we noticed it doesn't work as well as it used to? And I wonder why that's not working. And the problem is that we as humans, especially in the more Western societies, are being bombarded a hell of a lot more today than we were 10 or 15 years ago with advertising. They reckon a normal British human being sees 2,000 adverts a day, be that on the back of a bus, be that on TV, be that banner adverts, be that any advertising at all. We have all got adept at ignoring banner adverts. We've all got fast forward on our skyboxes. We just ignore adverts, don't we? Because if you took your time to read every single advert, you'd get no work done. No, you know, we've got, that's why Google moved, you know, they used to have the paid adverts down the right-hand side. They took those away and put them at the top because everyone was ignoring them. But we still ignore the Google paid adverts, don't we? We still go to the more natural one at the top. And you ignore TV adverts. I don't know about you, but one of my weaknesses in life is Ant and Dec. I just love them. They are. When I watch their shows, I'll press pause, go and do the washing up, and then 15 minutes later come back so I can just fast forward through the adverts. But then we as estate agents and letting agents then almost take our human head off, put our estate agent or letting agent head on, and expect people to read our adverts, don't we? Hi, we're an estate agent, we're a net agent, come and use us, we're brilliant, we're marvellous. But that's why all of you are here today, because you have taken the first step. Instead of talking about yourself and your firm, you're talking about things that interest homeowners and landlords, which is the local property market. And all of you in this room either have them ghostwritten for you, or you write them yourself, articles about the local property market, because that is what is interesting and intriguing to local homeowners. But it's your job and your responsibility to get those articles out to as many people as possible. And all of you here should be writing the articles. Once they've been written, you should be putting them out on social media, and you should be putting them out in newsletters, to whether it's a small distribution to your landlords and solicitors and accountants, or to a big distribution when you just mass drop posh areas. But there's only three ways that you can communicate as a human being, and it is your job to communicate to those human beings so they become interested in you, so they want to listen to what you have to say, so you can sell them something, because that's marketing. You want them to use your estate agency and letting agency. Three ways that you can communicate with a human being. The first one is in the written word. So that's newspapers, that's newsprint, and that's reading stuff on the internet. The second way that you can communicate with a human being is in the audio. And the best way, that's speaking like we're doing now, but also it is radio. And the third way to communicate with a human being is visual. So again, you being here is a visual communication. But if you think about it, there are other ways of communication, visual communication, and one of the big ones is TV. Now, they reckon a good British person will watch, I don't know what the numbers are, but let's just make some numbers up for the camera. I mean, who here always has the TV on when you're watching tea? You know, after you've sat down for your dinner. Who here watches TV and watches probably too much of it? Yeah. But everybody watches TV. And what you need to do is get those articles and other things that you can do as an estate agent and letting agent, and put them into a video format or a visual format as a different way to try and attract the attention and the interest of potential homeowners and landlords. Because at the moment, if you're just using the written word, it's like fighting someone with two hands tied behind the back. You've only got one, you know, if you can imagine, you've got three hands, because you're only using you are using the written, you're only using one of three types of communication, which is the written format. Now, would you say, in terms of popularity, radio or TV is more popular? What are we going for?
TV.
So we could have a course on how to do podcasts, but I would actually say let's go and do TV. So what I want you to seriously consider becoming is becoming the almost like the digital mayor of your town, focusing primarily on what is the most interesting subject to a British person, especially a homeowner and a landlord, and that's the local property market.